Have you ever wished badly for something only to realize when you got it that it's not what you needed? Hi everyone, welcome back to Reality with Uche Podcast. My name is Uche Nagbona and I'm your host on this podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much. And feel free to go through the list of episodes. I'm sure you'll find something interesting to listen to. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning back in. I really appreciate your support. So today's episode is titled, Be Careful What You Wish For. Be careful what you wish for. And I'm doing this because I feel like often we wish for things badly, like we really want a certain thing badly. But then when we get that thing, we lose interest in it. Like it doesn't have the same value that we put on it, you know, when we were so badly in need of it. I don't know if you can think of anything in your life that's like that, but it can be fame, it can be money, it can be relationship, it can be whatever. And yeah, I would like to use my own life as an example to buttress this point. So I have two examples that I would like to share with you. I hope you find them useful. The first example is how once I was pressured into getting into a relationship. So I had just turned 21 and I felt like I had waited long enough to get into a relationship, like to have a girlfriend. So I mean, I saw my peers already in relationships, you know, and I felt pressured in a way to, you know, get into one, because I was like, how much longer do I have to wait, you know? And also I had this silly goal in my head, like to get married at 22. It was just in my head. I don't know how that came about, but I guess it was just one day I had a conversation with a friend, I mean in high school even, and I said this to her, that I would like to get married at 22. And it was like a goal that I just set, you know. So these two things, the pressure and then this goal that I set, were what sort of put me under pressure to find someone to get into a relationship with. And as you can imagine, you know, I put all my mind to it, and of course there was someone there was someone there that I could, you know, get into a relationship with, and I did. But what happened eventually, I mean, it turned out that I wasn't ready to be in a relationship, and it didn't turn out to be what I expected, or it didn't go down the way I wanted it to go, you know. And I mean, it's disappointing obviously, because this was like a big wish for me at the time, and at the end of the day, like, it didn't last more than a year, which is really disappointing in my opinion. So that's one example of a case where I was just too wishful for something, and then the reality was different at the end of the day, different than what I expected. And then the second one is when, okay, like I was to come to Germany to study, and you know, the excitement is always there when you're leaving my country, a country like Nigeria that's stressful, you know, in many ways. And I was like super pumped, super excited to come to Germany. And well, here I am now, 2 years down the line, and to be honest, sometimes I ask myself, what am I even doing here? You know, I feel like I can be more useful somewhere else. I can be more useful actually in my country. And the backstory is that, so I came here to study, and I mean, thankfully, I believe I found my calling here, and it has nothing to do with me, you know, staying here like long term. And since I found my calling, I felt very disconnected from my study, which is like the main reason why I'm here. So I don't really enjoy my study. I'm not really motivated to study and all that stuff. And instead of that, you know, I feel like I need to go back home. You know, what am I doing here? That kind of a thing. I need to go back home and do what I feel like I'm called to do, you know. So this is another case in my life where I was, you know, excited for something. I really wished to have something, and it turned out, and this is the case for many people. Actually, there are many people, I can speak for my country, who want to leave the country. And for many, I mean, there's really no strong purpose behind this. They just want to leave because maybe, okay, like I said, country is stressful, yeah, or what could it be? Yeah, some people actually just because of pressure, peer pressure, in a way, because they feel like life outside the country is just 100% better, like, or 100% rosy. You know, that's the ideology many people have. And you know, when they see their peers also outside the country, they feel like they are doing better off, maybe because they dress better, or you know, just such things. And then you feel pressured like to and now long to leave the country just on that basis. You know, nothing stronger, nothing like that has to do with purpose, nothing that has to do with the direction that you're supposed to go in life, but just for the sake of having something that others have and you feel like that they are enjoying that you are not, that sort of thing. I can really see that a lot, like in my country and amongst like the youth, especially in my country. And I just feel like we have to be careful, like when we wish for certain things, because when we get them, it might just turn out not to be what we expected. It might not go down the way we expect it to be. Like we might end up even regretting, you know, in some cases. That's not my wish for you or anybody, but that's what happens. It's the truth. So what's the other way? For me, I think the other way is to walk in purpose. I think if we walk in purpose, then everything will be okay. I mean, like not like you won't have any issues or something. You won't have any problems or anything. You will, but because you have a direction, whatever bad things happen along the way will not deter you, you know, from pursuing your purpose, from doing what you are called to do, you know, rather than just wishing for what other people have, or you know, chasing after things that at the end of the day have nothing to do with your greater calling or purpose. So I hope this message gets to you. I hope you get the idea, you get the gist, and I hope you're blessed by it. If you are, you can kindly reach out to me on social media. The handle is at RWU Podcast on Instagram. So feel free to drop a comment there or a DM or anything. And yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you next time. Bye.